Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Fender Basin and Campbell County Boys Wrestling traveled to Riverton over the weekend to take part in the Ron Thon Memorial Invite. Starting with the Thunder Basin boys, 30 schools participated on the boys' side in the invite, and Thunder Basin was able to get a podium finish, placing third with 197 points. Individually, there were a lot of Bolt wrestlers that placed as well. Ashton Legar came in fourth in the 132 class. Antonio Avila would come in first in the 138 class. Lance Striefel placed third in the 145. Jaius Rose came in first in the 152. Jackson Vargas came in fifth in the 182. Core Catlin came in fifth in the 195, as did Dylan Glick in the 220. And Lane Catlin had another first place finish on the year in the 285 class. Moving over to the Bull Girls, 30 schools participated on the girls' side as well, and Thunder Basin came in 10th with 62 points. Individually, Chloe Rogers came in 5th in the 100 weight class, Allie Walker came in 6th in the 105 class, Chase Steffens came in 5th in the 115, Aspen Henry did the same in the 120, and Autumn Clark came in 5th as well in the 135 class. Trinity Morbetto finished in 6th in the 140 class. Thunder Basin also had a duel on Tuesday in which they dominated Kelly Walsh as a team, outscoring Kelly Walsh 61-9. Thunder Basin will switch over from tournament style to a handful of duels this weekend in Cheyenne. Thunder Basin will go up against Cheyenne South and Laramie on Friday, and then they will go up against Cheyenne Central and Cheyenne East on Saturday. Here is an evaluation of the week from Bolts head coach Micah Cadera and what he will be looking for from the team as they go to Cheyenne this weekend.
You know, we wrestled tough in certain situations, and like I said, we're still struggling in a few that we have to make those corrections, and we have a short amount of time to do that, but still enough time to do it. But I was pleased with our effort, and with a lot of effort, we can fix those small things that we may have made a mistake on. But effort from both boys, girls, and the JV was there, and not what we wanted as far as coming away with the team title. But like I said, I was impressed with our effort.
What do you think are some of these small things that you mentioned that you will be looking to fix?
Just individually, again, it's certain situations that we're put in individually, and that's just the biggest thing is once we fix those small things, you know, we're getting over the hurdle of beating that kid that's beat us, you know, all year long, or we're gaining ground on those guys or girls that kind of beat us more handily at the beginning of the year, and now we're starting to gain ground on them for the important part of the season.
And what are you going to be looking for the most from the team as you guys travel to Cheyenne this weekend?
Just our grittiness and continuing to wrestle in solid positions and getting more and more comfortable in our transitions from takedowns to turns and, you know, working the things that we've been focusing on in practice. And, you know, to get to see all four of these teams in duels is beneficial. You know, like I said, we've gotten to see them in a tournament atmosphere, but a lot of our kids have not matched up. So it'll be good to see their weights against our weights and kind of know for seeding purposes for regionals. So it's good to see all these teams in duels right before we hit our regionals here in a couple weeks.
That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton Tobias.